something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT, Seamus the Bear walks into a bar.
We introduce you to Guy.
And Kale Paul goes for a job interview at Sport Check. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Okay, clean it up here.
Hey, Sully. I'll take the huge, please.
Hey, how are you there? What's going on, huh? Seamus, well, two gins. There you go.
Yeah, thank you. Neat. Pour them neat.
You know I always make them neat, Dad. Yeah. How's things there, Seamus?
Well, I won't lie. I've been better, you know?
Better how?
Sarah left me again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, Dad.
Yeah, it makes me laugh, you know? Because she's left me she left me once a week for the whole 20 years we've been married.
You've been coming down to the station here for, I don't know, 12 years. I've seen you go through 3 or 4 or 5 different girls now.
Yeah.
You gotta laugh about it sometimes, Seamus. You gotta laugh.
Yeah, you gotta laugh. Otherwise, what are you gonna do? You're gonna cry. You gotta drink, or you're gonna cry, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Hey, you know what? I'll give you another gin over here. On the house. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Sully, you take good care of me, you know?
You know, come in the station house. I like to take care of my folks, you know?
You know, I remember when I was a kid, this used to actually be a fire station. And now it's a themed bar with fire finale everywhere, you know?
Yeah, I told you, my Uncle Carmine used to be a firefighter.
Yeah, that's right. He put out the great fire of, was it 62?
63, 64. He also saved a couple cats from the trees, even when he was an older fella.
He got to him before I could.
Hey, you want another one there?
Yeah, I'll take another 2 if you don't mind. And 1 for the road, so make it 3.
Jeez.
Hey, you want to know something else that happened? I was at the dentist earlier today, and they put freezing in my mouth, you know? And it's like it hasn't wore off, and like my mouth is like it's stuck open or something.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that even make any sense, Dan?
I don't even know. That's the thing of it. It really doesn't, you know?
You say your mouth's just kind of stuck there.
Yeah, that's the weird thing of it, you know?
Just stuck, like, open there. Well, hey, who let this dog in here? Get out of here. Get this out of here. What are you doing in here?
There's a dog in the bar?
Someone's got a lot of dog in here. So, all right, as long as it doesn't piss the shit on the floor, say, hey, come on, somebody take care of this dog over here.
Hey, maintain some decorum. This is a place of business, not some pissatorium, you know?
Well, clearly you're ready, okay, for another gin there.
Oh, here guess what else happened?
What happened?
I knew there was another thing I had to tell you that happened today, too.
I'm sweeping the floors back here now.
Keep your hands where I can see them, you know? I lost my job.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, your girl and your job in one day?
Yeah. Jeez. And my best friend, too. Yeah, if that's not worth a drink on the house, I don't know what is, you know?
What do you mean, your best friend? What happened?
Well, I feel like I kind of need a drink just to talk about it, but I'm out of money, you know?
All right, here you go. Hold on a second.
Yeah? Hey, thanks.
There you go.
Scratching my head there for a second.
What happened? What happened with your brother there?
It wasn't my brother. It was my best friend. I mean, he was like a brother to me, you know.
Is he all right? Or is he just not friends?
Oh no! You know, he's fine. I just, you know, sometimes you think when you have friends that, you know, your friendship is the most important thing, and you know, if you were friends with someone for a long time, maybe they could see beside you. Taking just some money from their wallet to have a couple drinks, that you'll pay back.
Wait a second. So you...
Huh?
You stole from the guy?
Well, that's not the word I would use. No, I borrowed some money that he knows I'm good for while he was in the gas station. Huh?
Has this happened before?
Well, that's the thing. No. So, makes you wonder, like, what's wrong with people nowadays?
I mean, you skipped out on a few bill nights here. I don't think you remember leaving, but
you too now. Oh, that's real nice.
Hey, take it easy. Take it easy. Right on. Hey, relax.
Pour me a drink. Hey. Maybe feel sorry for me for a second. I'm having a rough day. You know I'm good for the tab, Sully.
Hey, do I look weird to you right now? Why are you looking at me like that? You look like you had a couple too many drinks. Look.
No, I'm looking into space just to kind of think about stuff, you know?
Okay, you know what? I got to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Sully, look me in the eye right now. Look me in the eye and tell me you're going to cut me off on this, the worst day of my life.
I'm sorry, man. You're pretty banged up.
This is just great. I can't believe this.
Hey, Larry, you got to get him out of here.
I can't believe this.
He's too banged up. This bear's all crazy again.
Hey, come here.
Come on. Hey. Come on, get out of here.
Look at me.
Come back tomorrow.
Look at me right in the eye and tell me I can't have nothing more to drink.
Hey, I'll brew you a cup of coffee. That's it.
This
guy's drunk.
I'm out of here.
See you later. Take it easy, Seamus.
What's that, free drink?
No.
Okay.
Keep moving.
Okay.
Hey, who wants to play dots?
Oh, you weren't talking to me?
Okay. Nah.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
How did that happen?
Whew. Well, you did that little singing bit there.
There's the thing.
Shane McGowan.
Yeah.
Barry Tail of New York.
Barry Tail of New York.
That inspired the puppetry.
It's kind of fun, but it's also really hard to do.
It is, because you're kind of trying to look funny while you're moving around, and you're trying to remember what to talk about.
That's the thing. That's the thing of it. Also, because it's on top of my head, I was trying to not let my eyes be seen, so I was kind of trying to lay low, but then it was over my eyes. I couldn't really see what you were doing.
But those guys were bods.
Total bods.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the start of our spin-off kids show.
Why
Taggart.
Not? More puppetry.
I have to tell you about this guy who came to our house yesterday. And I'm going to do him justice.
You got to be careful, because what if this person hears it?
It's possible.
You don't have to say it's that person.
But my protection is I'm going to tell you exactly what he said. So I'm not lying or exaggerating or telling tales out of school.
I like those ones when you get, yeah.
Yeah, like legit. So he's a life insurance salesman. I won't say his name, but very competent, confident guy. But he obviously in his life deals in subject matter that makes most people kind of squeamish.
Okay.
So he's very matter of fact about things that you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to think about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's,
So you be me opening the door and then invite me in to sit down and I will say pretty much verbatim what he said.
Okay. Open the door. Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Jonathan?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry I'm a few minutes early, but my grandmother always said unless you're 10 minutes early, you're late, you know?
Okay. Well, come sit down.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I mean, got to start here. You're in a great position because there's a cemetery just down the road.
Okay. Yeah.
I won't take up too much of your time, but I did want to talk to you because you have your other insurance with us. I did want to talk to you about life insurance, and I've been in this game a long time. And there are different ways to look at it. You can either go big or just enough to get you in the ground when you're 95 and pissing yourself and drooling on yourself in the old folks' home.
Come on. He didn't say that.
That is a direct quote. That is a direct quote. There's more.
Pissing.
By the way, I kind of dig. Like, I kind of like that he's like, eh. So this is the other thing that he said. You ready? I mean, either you get enough insurance on the mortgage that if, you know, you're gone, you know, your wife and family can stay in the home, or you just get enough to get you in the ground. And that's what most people do, because if you have nothing, then, you know,
get you in the ground? Like, that's twice now with the get
you
in the ground.
Oh, no. Get you in the ground was probably seven times. Do you want just enough to get you in the ground? Because most people, that's what they do. They get enough to get you in the ground.
It's kind of like, yeah, the cost of getting you into the ground.
But the alternative was, I mean, if you don't, there was this much shrugging followed by a raspberry. Ready?
Yeah.
Because if you have nothing, then... So I said, just because I was curious, I'm not familiar with that sound. Well, yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, does that mean just debt? Or like...
And I guess.
You're screwed.
I guess. And then he told us a story about there was a guy who was supposed to meet with an insurance agent, and then he died that day, so you never know. And he said, casually, probably half a dozen times, I mean... I don't know, maybe you'll die tomorrow. Maybe next week. Maybe you'll last a month. Like, we have no way of knowing this, but yeah, that was the optimistic outlook.
Nice, thanks for the long haul there, Lamont.
He said, the one thing that we know for sure, we don't know when you're gonna die, but we know you're gonna die.
So, were you like, I think I'm good, actually. This is not feeling so good.
Well, we promised to think about it, and he was like, there was more shrugging. He was like, you know what? It's not fun to think about, but it's true. Yes, yes it is.
Like, he's going with the full fear approach to selling life insurance.
Sort of, but also just really matter of fact.
Well, yeah, he downplays death, so it's kind of just like, okay, we're past that. We got the joke about it, so it's kind of softens death in a way in the conversation. But he also, like, gives you kind of these weird ultimatums, like, well, you know, you could be, which is, like, screwed, I guess, you know, not good. You could, you know, just, I don't know.
It always surprises me. Techniques. It always surprises me when adults use the gas comma in the middle of a sentence, like, went to Sobeys? Thought it'd be really busy, but, you know, parked and was done.
Oh, man. Like, I've never done that, I don't think.
Have you heard people do it, though?
I guess, yeah. Now that you mention it, for sure.
I think we should start using really exaggerated
versions. So anyway, you know, I was just looking out on the water, but nobody was out there.
It's such a strange choice.
So, I mean,
yeah, I was worried about my exam, but you know what? It was fine.
Went to one movie theater. It couldn't even get in because there was people lined up and it was all sold out. Went up the street to the next one and 10% sold. Got in, no problem.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny because I was really worried about my exam. But when I went in, I read the first page and I was like, I got it locked. I know all this stuff.
No way, because...
Yeah, like, but then on the way out...
I studied all night for my exam. And I was like, I looked at the page and I'm like, I'm not going to get any of these right.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. So, Hey, I did go to the movies last night, tried to go to one place. It was ram jammed and then went to the Cineplex up the street and it was not jammed.
I thought you were going to do one again for real.
No, that was for real. It was
a gas comma.
Yeah. It was.
Is this true?
Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah, we went to see that. Ralph.
How was it?
The kids. Not bad, you know. Entertaining. With the kids sitting there. It's always fun when they're having a good time. That's the best.
Yeah, for sure. Holiday movies are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Indy's birthday party was at the Grinch a couple weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
And that was big fun. It was 3D and everyone got a snack and it's fun. There's something really cozy about doing that around the holidays.
Yeah. No, we've watched movies every night and then we went out last night, but the holiday movies have started. We did Elf the first night, which is always a classic.
Oh, fun. Hey,
you know what? They all said that part when he's putting all the candy in the spaghetti. They're all like, yum, that looks awesome. I'm like, what?
It's disgusting.
Syrup and like
Do you guys have the like VIP lazy boy full recliner service at your chair, like one of those theaters?
Yeah. But there's the is it Empire or Imagine, one of those ones, like south of us, and then just north of us there's a Cineplex, like a Silver City, one of those.
So do you do that where they deliver stuff to your chair? You just buy your ticket and then the rest of it they do?
I don't think they have that. But they have like the recliner ones and the you can pick your seats.
So did you guys sit there?
We went to the Cineplex where there was nobody really. It was like half full, so it was great.
In your opinion, what is the best holiday movie of all time?
Best holiday movie of all time?
Yes.
I'm going to go with the old school, the Christmas Carol. Alistair Sims Geese, 1948 classic.
You know what we should do?
OG.
I don't think I've ever even seen it.
Come on, the original?
That's
the one that's always on at midnight. It's the one that's always on at midnight. It's the
original. Yeah, but you know me. I'm not up at midnight.
Original Scrooge.
Jeremy Taggart, we should play
What's your favorite holiday flick?
Well, I was thinking we should play the best game where we play best holiday food, best holiday tradition, best holiday song, best holiday movie.
Best holiday movie.
We should play that at some point, right?
Yeah, but right now you should tell me your best holiday flick. Your favorite holiday film brought to you by Larry's.
Well, Larry's, I noticed you're not saying
Larry the Lobster Guy.
I noticed you're not saying favorite Christmas movie. So favorite holiday movie in a way would be Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of more Thanksgiving, I think.
Yeah,
they're getting home for that. What's your favorite Christmas movie there, Trapsky?
Probably one of those on the W Network every night this month. Find comfort in the cliche. Like there is. For some reason this year, there are a lot of people with names related to trees. Like there was one movie that was a rival Christmas tree farms between the Pine family and the Spruce family. Amazing.
You really
they always
do
have
like
names like mingle all the way. Yeah.
You like those ones? It just kind of go by. They're always 90 minutes.
Yeah.
There's the one where like they're out and then like they get trapped in the car on the way to Christmas, and they're not there, so they have to like sit in the car while the others come and find them. They're fighting at the beginning, and then they make up because of the struggle of survival in the car.
Usually, the woman has some type of gingerbread knowledge. Usually, there's a good-natured and portly baker in the town. Usually there's a kindly Santa Claus looking figure in the family.
Is it?
Usually the woman has placed her career ahead of finding love.
Is it country music always? Is it music?
No, it's more holiday music, obviously. Yeah. Poppy holiday. It usually starts like in a skyscraper in New York where she's just finishing the McPherson account before she heads out to wherever.
But there's always a country star in them.
Yeah, there's sometimes a country star in them.
Right? Always.
But there's the dude is usually like wears a flannel jacket. He might be a single dad. He really has life figured out. He did have big city dreams, but he made his priorities, got his priorities in line.
A lot of the former cast of Melrose Place and Saved by the Bell in these movies.
Well, Lacey Chabert is the goddess of these movies.
She's
the
franchise.
And then Candace Cameron Bure is also in a bunch of them, too. But this one last night with the train that got stuck in an avalanche, Danny Glover was in it. And Dermot Mulroney. They called in the heavies. Kimberly Williams Paisley, Brad Paisley's wife.
Yeah, there we go. What the hell? So they're on every night and they're like just different every year? Is this a series of them?
According to the W Network promos, they have 17 new Christmas movies on this month. Like, it's the kind of the Hallmark franchise.
They play a lot that's like
there's also like this sneaky music, like
Fair. Right.
Totally. But there's also the classic, like, sneaky music. Like, if someone's sneaking into the kitchen when the gingerbread's there, there's like the weird it, weird it, weird it, ba ba da ba, weird it, weird it. Like, those kind of jams, too.
Are the commercials always about insurance or colostomy bags?
Yeah.
Right? Every time it goes to... Do you need a lawyer? Do you need insurance? Yeah. You can get
or it depends, like those things.
It's always like disaster relief commercials, like something bad's going on.
But there's something to be said for embracing the cliche around the holidays. I don't mind doing
those rubber tubes. What's that rubber tubing that you need in hospitals?
What is that?
In hospitals, those rubber tubes.
For what?
For like for medicine to go through IVs and stuff. What, that's...
Oh, there are ads for those tubes?
Yeah.
What happened, bud?
I just knocked over my camera.
Well, it's time to take a break anyway.
I know, it's okay. Nothing happened. Nothing okay. happened.
Guys, calm down.
Okay.
169. Continue après cette break. Okay, guys, be right back.
But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my next check... I'm going to go to Money Mart, and I'm going to get her cashed, because the CNE's coming up soon, and I want to have money for that. No, it's not funny. I'm just living check to check right now. I don't even know where you get money, Laramie. Where's your money come from? Why are you laughing?
Hey, you must be Terry?
Yeah, Terry.
Thanks for coming in, Terry. It's nice to meet you, too. My name is Malcolm. Yeah.
Hi, Malcolm.
I saw your resume and wanted to call you in for an interview real quick because here at Christmas Corpies, we, as you can expect, have a lot of corporate events coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we're looking for people to fill certain roles.
And that's what I'm here for, you know. I'm not exactly certain on what the things you guys do are, but I'm into it.
Oh, so that's great. Well, it says here on your resume that you worked at Arby's for 7 years.
I did, yes. The Arby's at Weston and Finch, yeah.
Okay. So you know your way around a roast beef?
I certainly do, yeah. Yeah. To be honest, we just put it in the microwave, but I mean, I know how to...
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I have to ask, it's kind of a difficult question. What's your reason for leaving Arby's? 7 years is a long time to be there. Was it end on good terms, or were you let go, or what happened there?
Well, I'm a vegan, and I just kind of had an argument with my boss, and there was just one too many continual arguments, and I really worked hard there, and I did a really good job.
Okay.
But I wouldn't recommend calling him.
Okay. Because I noticed you didn't put him down as one of your references.
Yeah, there's other places. I mean, you notice I worked at the Byway and the Becker's, and I also worked at Bargain Herald's for 3 years. All those ones, I mean, gold standard bosses, fantastic workplace, always had a good time. Although there are 6 weeks maximum.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of a funny thing because neither Byway or Bargain Herald's exist anymore, so it's not like I could call someone and just make sure... So did you really work there? Did you?
Well, I mean, no, at Herbie's I worked at, actually. The Herbie's.
Oh, that's not on your resume. So where's the, what is the, what is Herbie's?
It's a pharmacy in Barrie.
And what did you do there?
I stock shelves.
Oh, yeah? Is there a Herbie, or is there someone I could call there to just to verify real quick?
you could look it up. I think it's there for sure.
Okay, I think it's there for sure. So it is there, you think, or it isn't there?
Yeah, no, it's there. I think it's still there on North Dunlop. No, it's not.
Okay,
Bayfield. It's on Bayfield.
If I was...
almost outside of the town there on the north end.
So if I was to call Herbie's, is it Herbie I would ask for, or was there another manager, or?
Just Herbie's. They'll answer.
So is the guy's name Herbie's? It's plural?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, what kind of things do I get to do? I mean,
right.
You know, for the Corpies.
Yeah, so it's called Christmas Corpies. It's just kind of a fun word that we use to describe corporate environments. So, for example, some of our clients include like Xerox Canada, say, or McDonald's, Shoppers Drug Mart. They have promotions, they have Christmas parties and things like that. And what we try to do is we just inject a little bit of fun into the atmosphere that they are trying to create. Sound good so far?
It does, but what is it that we do?
Well, we just like try to have fun with it and like make it next level and like make it an experience. But we try to keep it authentic if we have the bandwidth to execute. You know, we just try to figure out what is our North Star and not get stuck in the weeds. Does that make sense?
It does. It absolutely it does with everything except for the what you do. Like,
right.
You're doing these things.
I left that part out. Yeah. So, for example, we did a Christmas party for a giant tiger, say, right? And some of our people dressed up as gingerbread men. And it was kind of fun because, and women, men and women, to be clear, and it was kind of fun because they had on the gingerbread costumes and they'd be very still. And then when people would walk by, our staff, actors, would go, whoo, and scare the people.
And that's Christmas just because they're gingerbreads?
Well, yeah. I mean, what we're doing is we're trying to sell a fantasy, right? We're trying to bring to life the magic of Christmas. And, so, you know, all holidays, by the way, not just Christmas. So you could dress up.
Is it always a costume?
It's often, I won't lie, it is often a costume, but the good news is, and I always say this to people, I always say is that it's the winter time, so good time to be wearing a costume, because a lot of these events are outdoors, and you know what I tend to look for in employees at Christmas Corpies, and you should know, we have high turnover.
Like the parking lot of a giant tiger, for example, and
could be, behind.
Behind the car, I'm like, oh, like when they're putting their stuff away? Is that
When you say it like that, it sounds really scary. We're not trying to scare people.
Because if you're outside, I'm just wondering, because there's... How else would... Maybe, you know, like they're getting their cart and you're just
See, Terry, you filled in the blank, the outside blank. I don't recall saying that it happened outside.
Okay, but said I was, no, you said they, oh, okay, so
yeah.
Giant tiger wasn't inside.
Here's another example. Say the employees of Canadian Tire were going on a sleigh ride. What we would do at Christmas Corpies is get a few people to hide in the woods and run out screaming, covered in blood, as the sleigh goes by.
Again, that to me is not a positive thing, and how does that have anything to do with Christmas?
Because
the first time you're, what is people being covered in blood and running out of a forest screaming have to do with Christmas?
Well, they're screaming, we wish you a Merry Christmas, but they're screaming it kind of like zombies, right? Like, we wish you a Merry, right? When they kind of come out. So it's scary, but it's also underlining unity at Christmas time. We try to give a different experience, you know? Something people haven't seen before. Okay. So.
Well, do you think I have what it takes, I guess? I mean,
to be honest,
I told you everything about my qualifications, and I'm fast, I'm a good runner, I don't get cold, I've been grown up in Canada my whole life, and I've done some mime work.
You have?
Yeah, I worked in a mime.
Like a mine? You worked in a mime?
Well, I mean, it's a kind of not like, it's a place where mimes live. Like, kind of a church, I guess. A mime. Never heard of that?
No, I haven't, but it sounds really interesting. Could you elaborate?
Well, I mean, you know, once you come in, you give your vow of silence, and you're miming in the whole time in there. Everything is motioned. You do not sleep on a bed, but you pretend that you do.
Were you in a monastery? It sounds like a monastery.
You have lunch, dinner, and breakfast at pretend tables where you have to pretend to be sitting while you're eating.
Okay. Okay. So if... Okay, forgive the terrible interview question, but I have to ask it. What would you say is your worst quality?
Patience. I mean, it's just it gets me every time, you know, because I'm not patient. So
you're not patient?
No, I am I'm so patient. I mean, it's just, I'm too patient.
Okay.
For example, I mean, someone asked me to do something and I'm there, but if like they say, hey, just stand here and I'll be right back, and they leave and they don't come back for hours, I'm still there.
Okay. So you're too patient is the worst quality that you have.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't really get, you know, upset by much, you know?
Well, I mean, but that is also a great quality.
Yeah, but to the point where, you know, something bad's happening, don't come to me. You know, like if there's a fire or something, I'm probably not going to be the first one running to the exits, if you know what I mean.
What I sort of do is the thing. I sort of do. Would you say you're a team player? Because at Christmas Corpies, that's kind of what we need. That's kind of the thing.
I am a team player, yes. Although I have never really worked with other people.
Okay. So if you were... Okay. So if you were... Okay. So if you were at Arby's, you're working by yourself?
Yeah, I was working by myself. Is there any reason why you're talking to me like that right now? With that tone?
That's just my tone. I'm gonna tell you what, Terry. To be honest with you, and I feel like I owe that to you, we're just looking for warm bodies.
Well, why didn't you tell me that to begin with? Because, I mean, I can start right now. I mean, I just feel like you've been asking me a lot of questions, and I don't really think it's necessary. I think you know how hard I'm going to work is all.
No. I 100% do. I just have one last question for you, and it's a formality. Do you have a criminal record?
What? You know what? You know, I just want you to know that...
A yes or no question, Terry.
You know, people should deserve a second and third, fourth chance sometimes, you know?
Welcome aboard.
You know, I start... Yeah, great. Thanks.
Thanks. I'm going to get you dressed up as... it's kind of funny. We have this turducken bit that we do where you'll get in the chicken costume. Someone else is in a turkey costume. And then you're going to crawl up inside them. We have kind of a prop, like a deep fryer.
What do you mean crawl up inside them? Like the horse thing where you're on someone's the front and you're the back?
It is a little intimate, but it is a great way to get to know your coworkers.
And it's like, what do? You're sitting in the thing? Am I?
Well, yeah, so you would...
I'm in a chicken costume?
Yeah. Yeah, you're in a duck costume.
A three-person?
Oh, no, it's only two, but you kind of squish together in a deep fat fryer. So, his name's Lloyd. He'll be kind of spooning you. But there's two costumes and some foam between you, and you'll just kind of wait in the deep fat fryer for several hours, and then when our Christmas Corpy clients are least expecting it, you'll kind of pop out covered in hot oil. It's fun.
How hot's the oil? How hot is the oil?
I have to take this call. It's so you're good.
Hurt or something, does anybody get hurt or?
I mean, this position...
Burning hot oil?
I mean, it's not... But again, it's the wintertime, so hot oil.
Positive burning oil. This is... You know, oh, sure, I'm in. How much do I get again? An hour?
Welcome aboard. Well, we're going to start you out on just a one-day contract, and we'll renew it every day depending on how it's going.
How much do I get for the day?
Well, we kind of do a flat thing. It's a $30 flat rate per day. But there is a costume rental that has to come off and some
how
tax.
Long,
and
how many hours?
It's that whole thing.
How many hours? How many hours per day?
12. But you get 20 minutes off for lunch.
12 hours, 10. $30, eh?
Yeah.
That's like, that's not allowed, you know?
Can I ask you a question? What is it you're making now per day?
Nothing.
Welcome aboard.
That's nothing. You're not allowed to take people $30 and then take it. Do you even give them any of it?
What we are allowed to do is inject a little bit of fun into the world and some magic. And if you want to be part of our Christmas Corpy journey, then I think you won't regret it.
It sounds to me like this is a lobotomy cult that you got going on here. Once you're in Christmas Corpies, you get a hole in the middle of your head.
Terry, just look into my eyes for a minute. You gonna start tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you are. How did Christmas Corpies start?
I don't know, but it might have ended with some Kool-Aid.
I kind of dig it, though. I'm at the Park Hyatt in Boston. We did the first segment of this show when? Wednesday?
Park Hyatt in Boston.
Yep. We did the first segment Wednesday with the insurance salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in Toronto Thursday, Friday, and we worked on the record with Tim.
Yeah, we got some sesh action in with
Pretty Tim. Pretty fun, right?
Tim and Tony, yeah. It was good times, yes. We got lots of good ideas, man. We're really rolling.
I was so jazzed after the first session.
Yeah.
But it felt like in the second one, we really hit our stride.
Mm-hmm. Stuff's starting to take shape a little bit more. So
yeah. Fully formed ideas and everything.
Yeah. So that's the best part. Now that we can actually see where we're going, there's enough ideas together that have formation that are starting to give it some feel to what we're going for. It's good. It's great.
So for people that don't know, which includes myself.
Yeah.
Say you're making a record back in the band days. Where do you even start? Does someone come in with some lyrics and then you start trying to put music to it? Do you start with a groove? Like, I guess what really surprised me is how little an idea it has to be to actually take root and you start building it out, right? It might be two notes on a guitar, mm-hmm. and then you just figure out what bass goes with that.
Some of my favorite ideas, you know, even OLP songs were just kind of that, just jamming an idea that snowballs into something, you know, songs like Car Crash or even Naveed, you know, on the first record, just playing those grooves and that kind of growing organically. It's the same way. When it's four people playing together, you're just kind of constantly playing, but for you and I, we record it and then we listen back and then we kind of add to it or take stuff out or go and perform it for a little bit to get the feel going. And I mean, it's the same kind of idea. And because we're kind of just doing it in the room and spending a lot of time on just each song and giving it some air to breathe, that's the best way. And I think just motivationally, with us, it's great because we're always moving. You know, there's no lulls. There's no like, oh man, we can't get this. You know.
Well, so I think also in a way we have a little bit of a head start because we know who our characters are. Mm-hmm. Donovan would have a certain kind of song. Laramie would have a certain kind of song. So we kind of have buckets to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say that it's easier to do something like this that's kind of a concept thing than just starting from scratch?
I don't think so, because we're doing so many different styles, you know. Right. Maybe if it was all one style, yeah, it would be easier, but we're doing different kinds of music every time, and not that we're trying to make it perfection on every level, but there is some authenticity that kind of has to be there for it to feel right. So you kind of have to dig into those genres pretty deep to get a vibe, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So that to me is kind of fun because it's every song is a whole new place. So that's why it kind of it's so fresh and fun. It definitely it's a great environment to be in because you're looking forward to the next one and enjoy the last one, and they're so different that you can kind of sit back and go, wow, that's hilarious, because it's completely different than what you're working on. You know what I mean? Like the vastness between, say, like the Donovan one compared to the new one, Jean-Guy and Alex, which is one of my new favorites in my head.
Well, it's the intersection. It is the chocolate and the peanut butter, because it has to be musically sound if we're saying it's a specific genre. Like, there's a Commander Donnie EDM jam. It should sound like an EDM jam, but it's still a comedy record, so it has to be funny at the same time. And you can tell when we've hit the intersection right away. It feels really good.
And the Joe and Gino, they have...
Like, yeah, it's great.
We're having a great time. It really feels like the pod, but music.
So and did you people, guys ever...
People are going to love Jean-Guy and Alex. You should give them a tiny bit of the character.
Okay. Hello, everyone. It's time to sing along, children. This song is about Hannibal. Did you guys ever start a song and then bail on it because it just wasn't coming together?
Sure, tons of times, yeah. I mean, you end up writing like 50 ideas and keep 12 or 13, whittle it down.
Did you ever, one of the ones that didn't make it on the record, did you ever revisit it the next time because there was something in it you still really liked?
A couple times, some ideas will hang around just because maybe it's a great verse that never got a chorus to complement it properly, so you just kind of kept it around.
Thick.
Good guitar.
That's so thick.
Can't go on wrong with a good guitar riff.
No kidding. Let's take a break, bud.
Hey! Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah?
Let's take a break. Bam, bam, bam! So, you know, Sport check, you know, it's a tight ship around here. We like to we like to have people that know what they're doing on the athlete side of things. Do you what's your name? What's your name again?
Kale Paul.
Kale?
Yeah, Kale Paul.
It's Kale like, Paul?
Yeah, it's like John Paul, but I changed the John part to Kale.
Okay.
So it's like Kale Paul, like KP.
So what kind of skills like do you have? Yeah, I don't see a resume at all or anything, or
do you mean
says you went to Emerson High School.
Yeah.
It says here, I laid a lot of chicks.
Yeah. No, I mean I was in 4-H. we had chickens, because I grew up in the country. Yeah. What did you think?
It says here, like, I lift weights.
Yep.
And I laid chicks, so
yeah.
I figure. So what other things do you like to do, Kale?
Kale Paul.
I know. That's your last name, Paul, but you know.
No, Kale Paul's my first name.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Kale Paul, okay. And it says here you do a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Your start.
Yeah. Thinking about Star One, yeah.
Well, it says here you have one.
Well, I guess I thought by the time you read it, I might be up and going, you know?
Well, yeah, I did. I looked it up and it's like the first title
coming
of this
soon,
one.
Yeah.
No, there's an actual video and it's like, what's up with this, with Dix and Larry over here? Yeah. I didn't really think it was that funny, but...
You so, didn't?
What makes you think you can get a job here at Sport Check?
Honestly, bro, my mom was just like, you gotta get out of the house. And I was like, okay, yeah.
So you really... You don't think... Obviously, you're probably not Sport Check material.
I don't even know what that is. Nylon? Like, what do you mean?
Hey, you know what, Kale? I'm going to be nice. Listen,
Kale Paul,
my brother, he works over there. There's a vape bong store.
Sick.
I'm pretty sure you probably know the name of the place over there. It's called
snakes and ladders, bongs.
Yeah, bong for a winter's night.
That, yeah, right, that. Why don't you go over there? I'm sure you could probably get a deal on some of the stuff in there if you work there.
Honestly, I just thought working here would be fuego.
But you don't even look, like, if I came in here and saw you standing there like that, I would not want to buy a pair of shoes or
easy. Put on a, guy, easy. What is the like that part? What does that mean, standing there like that? I'm just sitting, dude.
Well, I mean, it just looks like you're like about to lie down at any moment.
Bro, that is judgy AF.
What? Do you want to work here or do you want to work at the
You store? Tell me. I don't even know.
I'm trying to help you, like, Kale Paul.
I'm so confused.
You should work for this guy over here. I mean, he get freaking weed working there even.
Bro, do you know what you're doing?
What?
You're follically profiling me right now. Because of my hair, you're like assuming I'm some like
On your YouTube channel, there was bong, like you had smoke emojis in the title, and there was actually a bong in the YouTube cover page picture.
Bro, but that's legal now. You're being
I know. That's why I'm saying go work right over there. I know the guy's name. You would probably do well in there. I would probably want to buy something from you in there.
So you would want to buy a pair of snow pants from me?
I don't think so, Kale Paul. I really think you should go see my buddy Donald over there.
Oh, that's real nouse. Nouse.
It's not nouse. It's noise.
Oh, nouse.
Oh. Oh, I knocked myself out again.
That's nouse. That's real nouse, bro. Why you gotta play me like that?
Kale Paul.
This, I got my hair cut. I actually did. Should have gone to Great Clips, remember?
Mm. Yes. There's a Great Clips right down the street from me.
It's funny when you see dudes with hair like that, though. It does make you call into question every choice they've made. That's like, who is it on the Addams Family that had their hair like that?
Oh, Cousin It?
With Cousin
the hair
It,
in front
yeah.
of the face? Yeah.
It's like Cousin It hair.
I saw a band with a guy trying to pull that off. Just bad idea.
What was the band?
I don't even know. I just remember seeing it like on Instagram. It's like,
okay,
the
who
guy.
Was...
And he was just like every picture of his hair and his face with his hat on.
Oh, with the hat on? Pushing it down?
Like,
oh,
yeah,
no.
Like on stage and everything the whole night. Like, come on.
Cousin It styles?
Yeah.
Who was the douchiest band you've ever crossed paths with?
With that kind of stuff?
Period.
With, like, I gotta have a thing?
Full stop.
Oh, no. I don't know what douchiest. Like, what does that mean? Like, cheesy?
Yeah.
The Creed singer was pretty cheesy.
Was he the guy, I was telling Carol the other day, was he the guy with the snuggly on?
I don't know about that.
Who was the guy with the snuggly with the kid when you looked out the bus window in the morning?
Oh, no, that was Stained.
Right.
You know, I remember a funny thing, another funny line. One time I was on the bus of that Three Doors Down band.
What are they saying?
They had that, I go crazy and I'm by that kryptonite. That song?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Kryptonite. Anyway, they're super nice guys from the South. And anyway, one time I was sitting on their bus and the guitar player had his guitar and he's walking out just to go out to the bus. And I was like, hey, where are you going? He's like, going to my hotel room. I'm fixing to go ride another kryptonite.
Oh, no.
But he was, like, totally saying the
sweet appeal. Dude.
Like, yeah, super sweet. Aww. Chris. I'm fixing to go ride another kryptonite.
I love I'm fixing.
Yeah.
So, Stained, Three Doors Down, and Creed are all kind of the same ilk,
you
right?
Said, yeah, you said douchey. That he's not a douchey guy at all.
Right.
Douchey. The Creed guy was kind of douchey because he would, like, cancel shows and just kind of... You know, you could tell it was running on his watch, everything.
Okay, so I guess...
Anytime I see someone who's, like, really self-centered and it's obvious that
I guess that's my question. Who's the most, like, maybe overconfident or misguided in their own ability or...
Whatever? I don't know. I'm not gonna start calling out people in that regard. Because that's kind of... You know what I mean? It's like asking you to tell me who's the douchiest actor you've ever worked with. And it's probably someone that you would still run into from time to time, right?
Well, I'm sure I've told you before, I auditioned with Tori Spelling. I think I wrote about it in the book, and you can't...
Yeah.
I was told to not make eye contact with her.
That's pretty greasy.
Yeah. That's like one of those cliches that you hear and think, no way, nobody does that, but she actually did that.
Yeah. Well, Bob Dylan does it, and like John Cougar Mellencamp does it on tour.
Like, don't make eye contact with him backstage?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, I could see Bob Dylan, man. He probably got sick and tired of people just asking him stupid questions.
Right.
I could see that. But,
I don't know. John Cougar Mellencamp's just a tiny little math, right?
Yeah. So that's just like a tiny little math move. Don't look him in the eye.
Do you think that's for his crew, or do you think that's like local crew just working for the day?
For everybody. Even like, I think, crew guys... Yeah. I think especially the crew that are part of the thing, the ones they see every day.
Greasy.
Right? Because he's like, got no time for you right now. I got enough friends on this thing.
So Friday night was the Farewell to Mr. D event at the CBC Broadcast Center in Toronto.
How was that?
It was good. There were probably 250, 300 folks there. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice time to get together with the whole cast and say goodbye, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I went home for the weekend, and both days we went tobogganing.
Yeah.
That is big fun.
It's a good time. You must have some nice hills out there.
We do. There's one right by the Legion, and because it's been cold and people have been using it a lot, it's got a real nice icy kind of thing going.
A little quick, though?
Not too quick, but we have the round saucers that you sit on with the handles, and then we have the crazy carpets.
The crazy carpets can rip, though, man, if you get them going.
Yeah, but they work best on your knees, right?
No, you gotta lie flat on them. Hold on.
Head first, Superman styles.
Yeah, that's the move.
Because the ones that all the kids
even put your knees on them, Berlin. You put your knees on them, it's too much weight in one area. It has to be flat.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
Terrible.
And because I have a steel rod in my femur, I find it hard to kneel on something like that to go down a hill.
No, you got to go full on Pete Rose. You got to Joey Kramer. You got to go down the hill like Joey getting gas.
Well, they make them now so that their handle's halfway down. So that if you're lying Superman styles, you can actually grab the handles behind you.
Sweet which Emotion. Is wicked. Sweet Emotion's a good jam for continual Joey Kramer dives at the top of the hill.
Did you ever play with those guys?
Yeah. Opened up.
Where?
Quebec City, that huge show they do there.
So did you see Steven Tyler? Did you meet him?
Yeah. I think I might have seen him before, like at Columbia parties or something, like Aerosmith, but that was the
first nice time dude.
I played with them. I didn't talk to him. I just watched them.
Are they good?
I was blown away by most by Joe Perry. Like,
really?
His guitar sound was insane. I don't know. It was like, what the... That to me was like a... I was like, I get it now.
Crazy.
Sometimes when you hear a guitar tone live in the arena, it makes a difference. It's like, wow. That's it. That's why people love this guy. Or girl, or whatever. Like, when you hear the tone that they create in the room, like David Gilmour, or...
You know, big Gilmour fan.
Well, I mean, go see him live. You're like, what the hell's going on in here? Even Neil Young, like when he plays guitar, just such a beautiful sound.
Is it the guitar or the amp?
Mark Knopfler is probably like that too.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Is it the amp or the guitar?
It's both. It's the fingers, it's the amp, it's the pickups. It's the guitar. Depends on what, you know. Hey! Guess who's here?
Anna.
Anna and Rebs. What are you doing, Anna? Look. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? Look at Anna's bigger now.
Hey, bud.
What do you want? And Rebel's mad because he's not part of the whole thing. Jeez.
You come here.
Stop it. He's like, what's going on in here? Rebel's been fired up for the holidays.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's been under the knife.
No, he's good. Anna's all excited because we got the elf on the shelf ripping around the house.
Okay. What kind of stuff has your elf been doing?
Well, it went... Where did it go today, Annalise?
It was on the cupboard.
It was on the cupboard?
And, like, Mom and Dad were there, and John and Jack were, like, sleeping still.
Yeah.
And, like, well, Jack was there, too, and John was sleeping still.
Yeah.
And somehow, like, he, like, flew or turned invisible or something, and we didn't hear him, and he went downstairs onto, like, the lamp or something.
Yeah. Just, like, totally vanished down there, right?
How?
How, he says. How, Anna? How did it happen, do you think?
Maybe he was like, he turned invisible or something, and then he was
moved. It's magic.
Yeah, I don't think I want to picture it running or something on the floor. That creeps me out, eh, Anna?
I'm just picturing it like running with its little stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what our elf did?
What did your elf do?
Cut the back of my hair.
Cut the back of his hair.
I woke up in the morning, there's a big chunk of my hair on my bedside table with a pair of scissors.
He woke up with a chunk of his hair gone.
What?
What?
We're very, the elf much rivals. Is
the elf, what? He's just trying to run the show? So it's almost like he's gotten into a whole new level of, like, he's trying to take over from...
Well, I made a mistake of calling him an idiot.
Oh.
So there's a rivalry between our elf and me.
Oh, okay, well...
He wrote a bad word on my forehead in marker last year.
Well, geez, you have a whole new thing. Are you on the naughty list because of that or no?
I don't know. What's your elf's name?
Smarty.
Who named him?
Anna.
Our elf is Coco, and he's a dick.
Is he?
No.
Does he always get into things?
He does.
Is he trying to get... Is
I'm
he
not a fan. If we're being honest,
is he trying
not
to
really
mess,
a fan.
Is he trying to mess with Henry?
He hasn't really done that stuff, but it seems
Anna's,
as though...
Anna's gone. So you can talk about it as a
it
dad.
It seems
now.
As though a lot of the elves in my daughter's friend's classes show up kind of mid-November.
Oh, wow.
So and some of the elves bring a present every night.
Oh, come on.
Which is not awesome because... It just raises questions as to why certain elves arrive at certain times and certain elves go above and beyond every day.
Yeah.
In fact, some families have multiple elves.
I would call that over-elfing.
Well, and there's also baby elves now.
Okay.
So there are elf families.
Yeah, what they think is cute could end up destroying Christmas.
Right.
It's like creating a monster with the elf.
Yeah, and it is, sometimes our elf seems to be in the same place, because I don't know what happened, that, you know, he forgot to go back to the North Pole that night or something.
Yeah. We had it last year, and then Anna was actually creeped out by the idea of it creeping around that night, so she was like, no, we can't have it anymore, but this year she wrote a little letter and put it on the table asking for him to come back.
And it worked. Indy wrote a letter to Santa on her typewriter asking, it was kind of her Christmas wish list, and the thing that she wanted for Christmas was for Coco to stick around on Christmas Day. Because normally the elf on the shelf goes home Christmas Eve, they split.
They roll back with Santa.
But all she wants for Christmas is for Coco to stick around. And so when I woke up in the morning and Coco had cut a significant lock of my hair off the back of my head, I was understandably shook, and when I spoke poorly of Coco, the girls were like, hey, what? Don't be mean to him. Don't be mean to Coco. They were on his side.
Well, that's the deal. He's Santa's helper. He's not some demon that's been sent to mess with your life.
Well, Smarty doesn't ever mess with you.
No, but I didn't know is that a thing? It's a normal thing where it's supposed to, like, attack people in the family?
Well, I don't know. It seems to be the case in our house because I came out swinging against
Coco. Let's ask the buds if that's a thing. Like, is it normal for all of a sudden the elf to act violently toward anybody in your household?
Well, violent might be overstating it, but...
Well, cutting your hair with scissors, like, that's ruining your hair.
Do you remember when, well, conveniently, it happened on the day I was going to get a haircut, so it wasn't the end of the world, but do you remember the movie Boss Baby last year?
I did, but I don't remember it specifically.
Someone wrote poop duty on someone else's forehead, or it was in the trailer or something, mm-hmm. and I woke up one morning last year with the words poop duty written on my forehead.
Oh, wow.
By Coco with a marker. So we've been kind of waging war against each other. Oh, so that's what I did. I got a staple gun at Home Depot a couple weeks ago, and I stapled Coco to my dresser by his hat.
Come on.
And so Indy was very upset.
So now it's going to be next, like, that was the last thing that happened?
Yeah. No, that was a few times ago.
Oh, so the last thing, where's the score right now with you and him?
Indy really wants Coco and I to find a way to get along in the spirit of the holidays.
So you're waiting another week or two, like you're just going to get worse before it gets better, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to get a t-shirt cannon, and I'm going to fire him on the roof of the barn.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
That would be funny. Put him up there with a rope.
Why don't you tell us about what you're doing with your... I was going to say your Cocos with your elves on the shelves. Let's hear it. Yeah. What's the worst thing? What's your elf ever done to you? What do you do to the elf?
Do you love
it? All that stuff.
Do you hate it? Are you in camp, get rid of it? Are you like Jonathan?
I might be in camp, get rid of it.
Yeah, you totally
are. I love Christmas. I'm kind of lukey on the elf.
Me too. You see it as an additional kind of Hallmarky thing.
Kind of.
Right? It is.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Good chatting, bud.
Hey, bud. Have a good week, bud.
You too, bud.
Bananas are potassium. Bananas are yellow.
Bananas come in bunches. Sometimes there's tarantulas in them. But banana, banana, yellow.